As we look out across the wetland to the south, we see a variety of conifer trees. We see white pines, we see hemlocks. Just to our east is some of the larch that lives here in the swamp. But as we look out across the power line, we can see a big stand of red spruce. At one time in the central Appalachians, across West Virginia and into the mountains of Maryland, and a little bit into the mountains of Western Virginia, we had over 500,000 acres of spruce. 100 years ago, through logging and fires associated with logging, we destroyed almost all of that red spruce. Today, we have less than a tenth of that coming back as second growth, including the little bit that survives here in Cranesville Swamp. The Nature Conservancy feels it's really important to increase the amount of red spruce forest out there, the quality of that red spruce forest, and how connected those red spruce forests are. There are a lot of species, saw-whet owls, snowshoe hares, magnolia warblers, that really like, and sometimes only like, red spruce. It's a big initiative of ours in the Central Appalachians. We plant red spruce, we silviculturally treat forests to increase red spruce, we conserve lands for red spruce, and a lot of the lessons that we're now applying across hundreds of thousands of acres of the Central Appalachians, we first tried experimentally and on a small scale here at Cranesville Swamp.